I think I can go in the first round. I think I have that talent. I've seen the guys out here and what they're capable of, and I know what I'm capable of. You see the projections, what people think, but at the same time, no one really knows what's going on inside those war rooms where coaches are breaking down. There's so many things that come into play that no one even knows. I mean, I really have no idea where I'm going to go. I think I'm worthy of a first-round pick, so hopefully it just takes one team. All it takes is one team to fall in love with you, and you make that first-round pick. So something I'm striving for, and hopefully going out here in Indy and showing what kind of athleticism I have, I think I'll be able to help myself out.
It makes me feel good, you know, to, you know, need the level of respect in that manner. But at the same time, I don't really pay attention to that too much. You know, I know where I came from. I know where I started. And that's the same mentality that I have now. You know, I appreciate the praise, but nothing's perfect. I'm human. You know, I make mistakes. And I'm just going to continue to get better.
It is not a glamour position, and it is hard to be scouted, but I'm grateful because I have been blessed with the opportunity.
So with less notoriety, well, obviously you have a lot now, what's the fun part of it?
You said what's the fun part of it? The fun part is the possibility of being drafted. It's been a dream for a long time, and even as a guard, people are like, well, there's no way he can go early. Maybe he'll go third or fourth or whatever, but the possibility of being drafted, and who knows, possibly being drafted high. In game, my biggest thing, I love pulling and I love getting out in space. That is one of my biggest things, whether it's power and getting on the linebacker quickly and trying to crush him, or a screen, or pulling and just getting out in space. I really love that.
Some of the schemes of the NFL, like the offensive team run, it's kind of like the same scheme, pro-style offense. You know, I think I'll transition well onto that type of offense there. And it should be no problem.
I think when you play a lot of different positions, it really allows you to learn the offense from different perspectives. And you kind of stop memorizing the offense and you start understanding it. And I think that's a big reason why playing center mentally wasn't that big of a challenge, because I kind of already understood the offense and kind of what we were trying to get accomplished.
Do you feel more comfortable at center, or where do you feel the best?
Well, I always tell people I feel most comfortable where I played last. You know, if you had asked me that last year, I would have been most comfortable at left tackle. But right now, I definitely am most comfortable at center. But, you know, I really like center because I really enjoy the mental part of it. It's probably the most mentally challenging offensive lineman position. And just to be honest, I also like – I'm kind of a control freak, so I like that aspect of it, to be able to be in control and kind of point out to other people their assignments.
I like to think of myself as one of the best centers in the country, and we'll leave that up to teams to decide.
What do you feel like you need to show, or what is there a particular skill or certain – something that in particular you need to show NFL scouts when they're looking for, if anything?
You know, I'd like to just come out here and show, like I said, my athletic ability and how, you know, smooth I can run. And, you know, in our offense, I was matched up one-on-one a lot, so I didn't really get to, you know, show my speed in the open field or anything like that. So this would be nice to get out there and just open it up.